In this guided constructive rest, you'll be lying on the floor for 20 minutes, so the floor should be well carpeted, and the room should be quiet and warm. If the floor is too hard, you can use an exercise mat or even a few blankets on the floor. However, lying on a relatively firm surface is important to build awareness. So roll onto your back from sitting with your legs bent in front of you. Put a folded up towel or paperback book under your head so that your head is supported from falling backwards and your head neck joint is not compressed. The book should not touch the neck, and the space under your neck should be open enough to allow your hand to go through. Bring your knees to your chest and, holding your knees with your hands, gently rock side to side to allow your lower back to soften into length and width. Then place your feet on the floor about shoulder width apart, a bit wider than hip width. If your legs don't feel easily balanced like this, try placing your feet a little wider or turning your heels out. You can also let your legs fall in towards each other so that your knees touch. Or you can lie down with your calves resting on a chair or couch. Whichever way you choose, allow your legs to balance with the least amount of muscular effort. Let your thigh bones and calf bones find their easiest balance. This is the position that creates maximum length for the spine. Bent knees with feet on the floor allows more length in the lower back, especially, than if your legs are stretched out. The support of the towel or books under your head creates a gentle, passive stretch of the cervical spine. When we are upright, gravity is a force that compresses the spine. In this position, we let gravity help us to decompress and allow our spongy discs between the vertebrae to rehydrate. Allow the back of your neck to soften into length from the base of your skull to the top of your torso. Your skull meets your spine very high up in your neck, right between your earlobes. You can locate the joint by gently nodding your head as you look toward your knees. As you look toward your knees, you allow a slight forward rotation of the skull. Then allow your neck to rest into its greatest resting length. Think of the front of the neck, the sides of the neck, and the back of the neck all releasing into length. Space in the head-neck joint is an important part of this practice. You can bring your attention back here anytime during constructive rest and invite this delicate decompressing. Rest your hands, palms down, on your ribs or abdomen, letting your elbows be wide, away from your sides. This encourages your shoulder blades to release away from each other. Notice how your back is resting on the floor and allow the muscles to soften into length and width. Your body is being supported by the ground, and you can undo any holding by letting yourself melt into the floor. Don't attempt to flatten your back. Just let gravity and your undoing of muscular tension do this melting for you. Keep your eyes open during this practice. This will teach you to deepen your internal awareness while at the same time you remain awake and alert in your environment. This Alexander Technique practice is about the clear intention of your thinking as you experiment with undoing extra muscular tension and unnecessary patterns of holding. So without changing or fixing anything, notice the shape of your back on the floor. The points of contact are your head, your shoulder blades, your hips or pelvis bones, your elbows and your feet. Allow yourself to soften around the points of contact. Observe your breathing. Allow your breath to flow easily without forcing anything. Notice your whole torso moving gently with the movement of the breath. Anytime during constructive rest practice, if you find your mind wandering with busy thoughts, bring yourself gently back to noticing your breath. Notice how sensing your body helps to quiet your mind. As you release into the floor, allow your spine to release into length. Tailbone away from head, and head away from tailbone. There's nothing to do. You're just sending gentle, clear intentions to undo muscular contraction. Bring the sides of your torso into your awareness and allow the armpits to soften away from the hip joints and the hip joints to soften away from the armpits. Allow the muscles that run along the length of your spine to release into length. Allow the muscles from your middle to fan out into width. Notice that length and width of your whole torso resting into the floor. Bring your awareness to your upper torso. Allow your shoulder blades to release away from each other. Allow your collarbones to release away from each other. Bring your awareness to all the things that are between your collarbones and your shoulder blades. Layers of muscles, tendons, ligaments, nerves, veins, parts of your lungs. In between and surrounding all these tissues is your connective tissue, the fascia, which is a very thin but very strong tissue. Invite all these tissues, fibers, and fluids to rest. Undo any tension and release. The many layers of tissues throughout the body can be brought into awareness as you get used to doing this practice. Bring awareness to your lower torso now and sense the large triangular sacrum bone. Sense the sides of the pelvis that join with the sacrum. And think of this whole area softening and widening. Allow the deep muscles underneath the long resting gluteus maximus and the gluteus medius to release out from the center. Notice in your middle torso that your ribs are moving gently with your breath. Ribs move in a three-dimensional way, softening in and down on your exhale, and then expanding outwards on the inhale. As you notice this, no need to take deep breaths. Rather, just notice the gentle exhale and soft, easy rebound of the inhale. Breath moves through us like waves in the ocean. There's no regular pattern. You may notice a deep breath, a few smaller breaths, then a medium breath, and so on. Bring your legs into awareness, allowing any muscular effort to release through the feet or down through your thigh bones into your hip sockets. Let your feet widen into full contact with the floor, and let your toes release into length. Allow your knees to release up and away from the pelvis, and let your lower back release down into the floor. Notice all the areas of contact that are supported on the floor. Head on headrest, shoulder blades, pelvic bones, elbows, feet. Let your back continue to melt into the floor like butter melting. Let even your organs rest down toward the floor. Allow your head to release away from the top of your spine, and your tailbone to release away from the head. Picture the skull moving slightly away from the top of the spine. Allow yourself to have the natural curves of your spine as you think of allowing space between your vertebrae. The intervertebral discs are spongy and are refilling with fluid as you're lying down. Gravity is helping you to release into length. Again, bring your awareness to your spacious head-neck joint. Allow your jaw to soften. Invite your jaw to release away from your ears. Let your tongue rest in your mouth, so that the tip of your tongue is touching the back of your lower teeth. Sense a slight space between your upper and lower teeth. Allow the back of your throat to soften. Allow your cheeks to soften and your eyes to rest. Allow your forehead to soften. Think of something pleasant and allow the thought of a smile to soften your face. Enjoy this resting and being. There is nothing to do, just be present, just notice. Notice the shapes and colors around you. Notice the sounds inside and outside of the room. Notice your sense of touch, the feel of your clothes on your skin, or the feel of the air on your skin. Let your mind rest quietly. Include your whole self in this resting. Allow your neck to release into length, to allow your head to release out away from your spine, to allow your whole torso to lengthen and widen, and allow your legs release out and away from your back. If you'd like to extend your limbs, open your arms to the side, but below shoulder level. Think about not tightening as a priority as you go into movement. Allow your arms to release into length with your palms turned up. Whether you choose to continue to let your hands rest on your ribs or belly, or if you extend them, think of allowing space in the shoulder, letting the upper arm release to the elbow, space in your elbow, letting your forearm release into length toward your wrist, space in your wrist, between the many little wrist bones and into your finger bones, your whole arm resting into length. As you bring your arms back in, notice how easy the joint movement can be. If you'd like to extend your legs, slide one leg at a time to rest into its longest resting length. Allow the leg to rest there on the floor as if it never needs to move again. Sense the length of your leg from your toes, through your ankle, up through your calf, past your knee, up through your thigh to your hip joint. As you bring your leg back to balancing with your foot on the floor, notice the gliding of the thigh bone in the hip socket. Allow the weight of the thigh bone to rest into the pelvis. At the same time, the muscles wrapping around the thighs can release away from the pelvis. Let your toes rest into length and your footprint rest into width. If you'd like to extend your other leg, do so now, allowing it to lie on the floor as if it never needs to move again. Bringing your awareness all the way from your toes, through your foot, up through your ankle, calf, knee, through your thigh to your hip joint. As you bring your leg back to balancing on the floor, with your foot on the floor, let that thigh bone glide easily through your hip socket. And let your whole foot widen into the floor. If you feel like your torso now needs a little more room, you can gently wriggle your torso into greater length as you keep your neck free of tension. Sense yourself moving so that your tailbone is releasing away from your head. And now come back to allowing your head to release away from the top of your spine, thinking of the space between your vertebrae, your whole long spine resting into length. Visualize or imagine the intervertebral discs between each of the vertebrae of your spine. As you're resting and these discs are refilling with fluid, imagine how the discs are becoming more spongy, resilient, elastic. Imagine or sense how these discs are creating a cushion for each bone. As they plump up with fluid, the discs help create more space between each vertebrae. The spine decompresses and begins to elongate. Think about the widening, softening muscles in your lower torso, your middle torso, your upper torso. Allow your breath to move easily through you. Notice the general expansion of your whole self. Notice the absence of muscular tension that you might have begun with. As long as you'd like to, allow your neck to be free of tension, to allow your head to release away from the top of your spine, to allow your whole torso to lengthen and widen, to allow your legs to release out and away from your pelvis. When you're ready to come up, before you do, picture yourself rolling to the side and coming up to sitting while keeping your long, wide back in your awareness. You'd like the movement to be easy, not too much muscular effort. Now go ahead and release into movement. As you look to one side, let your knees go to that side, and as you roll over, use your hands to push the floor away from you. While sitting, notice your long, wide torso. Now think of the crown of your head leading as you come up to kneeling. Put one leg in front of the other and send some energy down through the heel of the leg in the front. Think of the crown of your head leading as you send oppositional energy down through your feet and come on up to standing. When you're standing, what do you notice? Do you feel taller, open, easy? What is your breath like? Sense your feet on the ground, your head, neck, your breath. As you move into walking, think of your free joints and allow yourself to notice and appreciate your length, your width, and your depth. This is the end of the guided constructive rest.